Good morning, Wasatch High School, and welcome to the NEWAR tournament on September 17th at Payson High School. My name is Jen Cart from Orlando, Florida. It's a pleasure to join you today in the Color Guard caption. Characterization and gestural support here as you're working on the ground, along with the band members as well. Yeah, pretty good understanding through the gestural support and reaching through the hands. And then the initiation through the stripped pole there. Not good understanding timing of the turn. And then through the opening here, working in different with the side one and side two groups. Side two with the more responsibility as they're working within this within the band there as they're moving over. Pretty good understanding of the orientation on the move. A lot of turns to the front and the back, and then with drill responsibility underneath that, just really continue to work through those counts, making sure that the timing of the turns don't get hindered just because of how you're building those phrases on top of one another. Some lower body responsibility there. Yeah, the speed change here, offering some variety to what they're doing on multiple planes. And then the gesture to support again with the left hand. Just really make sure that we're all buying into that, really extending all the way through. Not as an afterthought, but more just, you know, it's complementing what you're doing with the right hand with the flag. A nice moment working in unison here. Range and expression with some of the upper bodies. Just really make sure that we're continuing that from phrase to phrase. And again, it's still early in the season. A lot of those things are going to work itself out over time because they're going to become more comfortable in those performance settings. Some good articulation, precision so far through some of those multiple layered responsibilities on the move and then standing still and then just making sure here, you know, again, with the gestural supports more light and a little absence in terms of poles and then how we restage this, just making sure that we continue that thought from a performance standpoint all the way through. Slight timing differences there as we work kind of up and over through that part before the step off. Some varying degrees of levels there. The articulation just not as clear as some of the beginning moments. And again, some of that has to do with stamina, perhaps. Just making sure, and again, it's September 17th, so we're, you know, getting this first performance on the field, too. Yeah, we can hear the articulation and the music and what they're, and almost see what they're doing from a music standpoint visually. Just making sure that we keep that going all the way through the end of that phrase. Yeah, some performers just struggling a little bit to get to that end of that phrase there. Really looking in towards the center of the field, which is changing the orientation with the upper body, which is changing that view of how we're seeing that flag. So just make sure that we understand the blend of the body and the equipment and how, you know, those performers have to face, you know, either the 45 or straight towards the front through those phrases, just making sure that orientation is more similar. And again, some of those things are going to work itself out. That sense of clarity will become easier for them as they get more comfortable through those performance opportunities. This would be a really nice moment, the slow and sustainedness in the ballad here. as the guard is kind of spread out around the field. Obviously incomplete in terms of choreography. Just watch the movements underneath as we're kind of adjusting and doing those short, those smaller drill responsibilities. Just making sure that we're keeping that style similar. I struggled a little bit in terms of knowing when to step off. Yeah, then, you know, the emotions that you want to convey, the characterization and how you're portraying the title and the story that you're trying to tell, too, just make sure that that continues. You know, I think it's the hot air balloons, just making sure that that really continues throughout the performance. You start so strong in terms of consistency and that sense of control that you just want to really want to make sure that we're applying that throughout. Even if we're just marching right now, making sure that across the body angle is nice and strong. What is that top hand, that lower hand doing? A couple members kind of that angle is the wrong way right now. They're facing, their flag is facing towards the right when it should be towards, majority is to the left. Just those little things, just making sure that we continue that progression, you know, throughout the season. And like I said, a lot of those things work itself out over time. Really making sure the performers are trusting the training and how they're applying it to what they're doing from a choreography standpoint. Everything is important. Those little things, those little details, those little nuances, every little hand, the free hand, any footwork that you do underneath, and the method of travel that you do from set to set is just as important as what you're doing from a choreography standpoint as well. But I feel like the performers are trained to do what you've asked them to do so far, so just keep building on those strengths as you continue you know, to fill in the rest of the choreography. And the costuming is beautiful with the hot air balloon. And I hope to see that you're utilizing that later on, you know, and opening it so we can see that design on there as well. But really enjoyed it today, and hope you guys have a great rest of your season.